My name is Jason Hayes of Burdock Grove Farm in Williamsford, and I was curious about direct seeding into a compost mulch. To test this, I compared a total of 5 different compost products to a control on 4 different beds at 2 different times with 2 different crops, being carrots and baby salad mix. I did this by locating 1 meter long swatches of one of the treatments or another, repeated over and over again, 3-4 times down the length of an 80-foot bed with controls interspersed amongst, and then simply drove the seed drill through all of the treatments and the control for a quick and slick research design that enabled me to have numerous reps in one bed, but made fairly large sacrifices in terms of being able to do anything different or more ideal for the unique characteristics of any of the composts or the control. And the results showed exactly that. We did a lot better on the controls. We had a lot better moisture retention. To have kept the compost wet enough to germinate carrots for 15 days or more would have required me to pretty much empty the pond. Like, it was way too much of a water requirement to be reasonable. So something else is clear needs to be done there. And I do aim to continue tinkering with this kind of a system. We might seed on bare ground and cover with this, go out and sprinkle this compost on as a afterwards effect. It might be interesting to see what it would be like to seed into compost that's already been applied for, say, over the winter and has sat and now been worked at and humified to some degree at a point, say, like right before you would be needing to go out and reapply that compost because it's vanished into the biological matrix of that top inch of soil. There's all kinds of possibilities. It was a very exciting experience, although the results were not miraculous. They definitely provided a lot of insight into what might be entailed in getting this deep compost mulched no-till market garden system to also include direct seeded crops.